Last time on Off the Subject.
You know what I want to come back only because I've said it one
Your
time?
Your father.
I'm Peppa Pig. You better watch your fucking tone, mate.
I'm ready.
I
brace
you
yourself.
Cut this.
Yeah.
Get ready to keep this.
But the Chinese always look like they're looking into things a little too much.
We're all friends, Ferdinand.
You sound drunk. That's just how I sound.
If it didn't stink, I would have been all over that shit, was the quote.
Mine's so easy to take care of. There's a couple swipes, and it's like, boom. But he's got such a large, you know, dick. Maybe it's just that's why it stinks so bad.
I catfished a Marine for over 3 years.
What about, stop being a cunt and listen to your baby.
What's the smell?
What do you smell?
Describe.
Please.
It's a little. It's a little farty.
That is a sampling of my bathwater. And welcome back once again to the most inconsistent podcast on the internet. That's right. Off the Subject is back. And no, it's not our biannual Christmas special. It's just a regular ass old episode where you guys talk me out of blowing my fucking head off. And we
that doesn't sound like fun.
I would never do that either.
And we play the Smelling Bee, game David brought up. Travis is fucking
right.
We're
debuting a new game.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we should be.
And I would never talk Joe down from killing himself.
His body, his choices.
Yeah, dude. It's your...
That's what I said. Yeah.
I wasn't trying to start us off with anything depressing.
Yeah, that was tough right off the bat.
No, let's talk about you killing yourself some more, please.
No, there's lots of stuff
how
to
would
talk
you do
about.
It?
Yeah, no, it's how would fun. You do it?
If I,
let me put it this way.
How did Anthony Bourdain do it?
Ooh,
the same way Chester Bennington did.
He hung himself, didn't he?
Yeah.
By a doorknob.
See, and if you're going to do something.
Did he or was it, wait,
I thought he just.
How did
he
hang himself? Really, by a doorknob? Did he really hang himself or was he masturbating? Do we know this?
No. Anthony Bourdain?
No, he
hung himself. Oh, I don't know.
It wasn't auto.
Yeah, I thought he like tied a rope around his neck or the thing from the robe of the hotel and then tied around his neck and tied around a doorknob and then
and just
kind of like
slumped
down.
Jesus.
There, goodbye.
It seems really lazy.
Do people still jerk off and strangle themselves?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was over
too.
A while ago.
Do you think he wasn't jerking off?
I mean, no.
I heard nothing about jerking off.
I'm not saying he was.
Do you think he like narrated it monotonously?
I would imagine so.
And then I was sitting there in my hotel room.
Is an Anthony Bourdain like joke because he narrates his own show?
I don't know who Anthony Bourdain is.
Did you ever watch his show?
Maybe I can't believe you know who Anthony Bourdain is.
Wow. Maybe twice. I thought for sure he was the guy. When I first heard his name, I thought he was the guy from Bizarre Foods.
Andrew Zimmern.
Yeah, that guy.
Yes.
I was like,
he's the only
tough loss, huh? Planet.
Exactly. So Matt watches one channel. It's the Travel Channel. It's fine. It's cool.
Matt's like, I'm going to miss that
CNN,
bleached hair.
Take it up a notch. Pow!
Poor Anthony Bourdain.
It's just an amalgamation of every celebrity chef he's ever heard of. Yeah. He has Emeril Lagasse in there, Guy Fieri.
Oh, I'm going to miss his British dickness. Calling everybody lousy.
And fat cows and stuff. It's going to be sad. Yeah. Yeah. Poor Anthony
Hell's
Bourdain.
Kitchen.
Wow, we should.
What are they going to do now?
We should not have started off with so much death.
All those people are dead? Some of them are alive.
Yeah.
The guy with the
yes,
blonde hair.
Every alive. Single one of the people we just mentioned is dead. There's no celebrity chefs
it's
anymore.
It's been a rough 2018.
There's only one person who's dead, and it's Kathleen Demlau. Did you guys hear about Kathleen Demlau?
I that guarantee there's more than one person.
Yeah, that doesn't sound factually sound at
she
all.
She was born on March 19th, 1938, to Joseph and Gertrude Schnuck of Wabasso. So
this sounds fake.
She was married to Dennis Demlau. It's not fake. It was. This
Are
is
you
a
reading
story
an obituary?
Book. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In 1957, she had two children, Gina and Jay. And in 1962, she came pregnant by her husband's brother, Lyle. She then moved to California, abandoning her children, Gina and Jay, who were then raised by her parents in Clements,
Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Schnuck.
I'm having trouble keeping up with all these names.
She passed away on May 31st, 2018 in Springfield and will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay.
What?
And they understand that
that
this
was her
is
obituary.
A what? World, that the world is a better place without her.
Oh! Oh my God!
But they're not it's bitter cold-blooded. At all. They're not bitter at all.
Yeah, that might be the harshest.
They paid to put that in the newspaper.
Yeah.
And they
you got to pay for it,
at least $8.
Had something like that.
Was there a picture?
Yeah.
That doubles the price.
And it's a bad picture.
It's not that bad.
It's a bad picture.
No, it's her when she's real old. They could have picked a younger picture.
Yeah, I guess. But she's smiling. It's fine. Yeah. But how fucked up is that? That's crazy. That's somebody's last will.
That was her kids?
Yeah.
Dang.
They're her abandoned kids.
Estranged.
At least they knew she died. I mean, that's something.
Yeah, I bet she spelled that Gina with a J, too.
They weren't that estranged.
No, it was a G.
It was a G?
It was a G.
Okay, okay. I feel a little better about that.
But J was spelled with a G, so.
Okay, got you.
Can you guys make me a promise? If I die if I die soon, I want my obituary worse. I just make stuff up. I don't even care. Say I fucking kick puppies, like, on the daily.
Yeah, solicited men.
For what?
We don't know.
Pleasure.
Anything and everything.
I don't know. How much money
Travis,
you got?
He was always up for a good time. Ask all the men.
Ask all the men.
Ask your brothers, your fathers.
He has a child in every single state in the United States on purpose. Like, just go at me. Go at me. I don't even care.
Go at me.
I don't even fucking care anymore.
Wow. That's a dark episode.
Yeah, what is happening?
Speaking
of, we took a month and a half off, and this is what happened.
Speaking of broads not doing it right.
It's been a rough month.
Did you hear about 19-year-old Caitlin Strom, who got her head stuck in the exhaust pipe of a Chevy Silverado?
Exhaust. See that. And then they had to cut the pipe off.
Yeah, which I'm sure the truck owner was super stoked about.
Why'd
you cut my
thing?
Tailpipe off? That Chevy girl got her head stuck in it.
Wait, yeah,
a Chevy Silverado?
Yeah, it had a modified. It was a diesel and had a big old fat diesel tip on it. You know the
but that's that a big fucking pipe. So, that you could think you could stick your head in.
They were at like a Windstock. They were at a Windstock music festival in Minnesota, and she was like drunk. I bet I could fit my head in that.
And she didn't even know the guy's truck who she put her head in the exhaust for?
Oh, it wasn't a friend of hers?
No.
Oh, that's... So I don't know how that makes it worse, but it makes it worse.
She did it twice. She did it once and kind of got stuck, but got out. And then everybody was like, oh my God, that's the girl that put her head in the fucking muffler.
I don't believe it.
So she did
it. All right, watch this.
Like, if I almost got stuck, I would get some Crisco at least for like the second time, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't carry Crisco with me at a music
I can fit my whole head in this muffler.
There's
watch.
Definitely lube.
Oh my God, I can't fit my whole head in this muffler. I can't fit my whole head in this muffler.
Minnesota, huh? I wouldn't think shenanigans like that went down there.
Yeah, man, they're quickly
maybe Coachella, but not.
And she was intoxicated?
Not Winston.
Yeah, she was
of course.
Could have fooled me.
Yeah.
It's a decision I would make. Completely sober.
The muffler didn't show.
Was she
up.
At least topless when she did it?
Speaking of things not going as planned, you guys hear about the Guinness World Record holders going for the world's largest orgy and their whole ordeal that happened in Vegas?
No, I heard they failed, but I didn't see why.
So they had a room at a hotel in Vegas. Then it got wind at like the Marriott, like, by the way, we're having the world's biggest orgy in this suite. So Marriott's like, no. So they went to the like sex museum in Vegas. And they're like, doing it here.
You can't have sex in a museum.
Yeah, and then the sex museum's like, wait, that's why you're renting this place out? You can't have the world's biggest orgy in our sex museum. You gross. So they went and got a room at a different place. But by that point, it had been moved so
Motel
many times.
Motel 6 or some shit.
Yeah, but by that point, it had been moved
and
so
Motel
many 6 times.
Was like, sure.
You can come on.
I'm just glad to have patrons.
How many people are going to rent rooms? Score.
People came along the way and were like, oh, well, I mean, I'm one and done. So
sounds like nobody came, David.
I just imagine like a bunch of poon hounds like, oh, we got to go here now?
Poonhounds.
That's a new one for me.
They should have gone to the Barbary Coast. I mean, those guys really are hard up for 700 people to be there.
The Barbary Coast?
Yeah, you know that stupid little, it's like that casino. It's about the size of Joe's house on the, side. Yeah, like you're walking down the strip and you're like, oh, big casino, big. What's this little like shithole casino? It's the Barbary Coast.
Just hanging on for dear life.
Yeah.
I think what's that the smell? Flamingo. Oh, that's 700 the people having
sex. No, that's where you go to get like the $3.99 steak. Yeah.
No,
can you imagine the smell of that?
No. Well, yes.
Yeah, it's also one of those casinos that doesn't have the special ventilation system, so you don't smell the smoke from the 70s. That's still there, too. And the carpet's still the same.
And the semen from 700 people.
Well, not quite, because they never went there. Yeah. But it could have easily smelled like
350, because I don't think every person there is a dude, right?
Yeah, no, probably not.
Oh, yeah, so that's here to hope.
It's just the biggest gay orgy. Yeah.
So they were trying to beat the record.
Not that there's anything wrong.
Not that there's anything
wrong. That came out of Japan, which was 500 people.
Oh, they're trying to blow that record away.
Yeah. They were.
Blow.
Get it. They were trying to beat Japan's record, which is 500. And they had 1,000 people confirmed expected to be there, but 600 participants to show up and be a part of the whole thing, right? Like 1,000 people were going to be there to watch, but 600 people were going to participate to beat the Chinese record.
Okay.
And they had about 300 plus because of all the movements or whatever. But
still went through with it.
The one that happened.
We're still having an orgy.
Yeah, it was still a real big orgy. Do you think you get like
the record for 600 people while 400 people are jerking off?
But no, here's the caveat. In Japan, there was 500 people having sex, but it was all couples. It was 250
Doesn't
couples.
Count. Doesn't count.
So is that an orgy?
No.
Yeah, that's an orgy.
No, that's not an orgy. An orgy is when you have sex with somebody other than your significant
other. Yeah, it was partner on partner.
They weren't swapping around?
No, they were couples.
Partner on partner.
I don't know. I think
it's just a big sex room full of
people having sex. Yeah, that's not an orgy.
I thought orgies were interchangeable.
Yeah, that's when like you share and then somebody else is sharing.
You're all over the place.
Well, like I feel like...
Think of the last orgy you were at. You had sex with at least a few people.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like
you do it more than one at least.
I'm thinking two couples in a room, like having like same sex or same room sex,
just like consensual. Holding each other's shoulder.
That's, no, just like sex.
Statue
in the same
of
room.
Liberty high five.
That's not an orgy, but you get like 15 couples, and even if there's no swapping, that's an orgy. That's an orgy.
If there's at least a video camera involved, I would call it an orgy. Yeah. You could be right, Dave.
But like, if you have 700 people having sex at once, it just sounds like incubator of like a new disease. I just feel like that can't be. Somebody's leaving there.
In Japan, 500 people, 250 couples, I should say, having sex, to me, sounds very sterile. To me, it seems like they all have their individual bed with sheets covering everything and nothing's really going down. Because they wanted the record, had to be in the same room.
This is why the Japanese people live so long.
373 people in Vegas had a fucking orgy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think they should be noted for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's give them a prize.
Yeah.
Well, I just think we need to go back and teach Japanese what an orgy really means. You can't be having sex with your wife and call it an orgy.
Yeah, man.
Just saying.
Way to go.
Let's move off of that. What else? Something less depressing.
Something depressing about an orgy.
Trader Joe's. It was a fail, though.
Mm. Okay, that is.
Customers at Trader Joe's mortified after two deer jump off roof falling to death.
Oh, what an uplifting story, Joe. Good job.
Oh, yeah. Let's get away from the depressing part of the news.
How did they get on the roof?
That was my question.
The deers?
They were reindeer.
No, I guess so.
And not just that, Joe.
It was like a multi-level parking level on the back
side. They're deer. Yeah. Pearl. Deer. Not deers.
Oh, deer. Okay.
You think they
That's
jumped
what you
off
call both your wives.
Because they spent too much your dough. Deers.
Ah.
They were.
They died in a ray. A ray of
I feel like that joke would have been funnier if I wasn't stepping on it.
I feel like... So they got up there.
So?
Take the same way back down. Suicidal deer.
I don't know if they were suicidal.
They got up there and they couldn't get back, and they were like, "There's only one way down, Thelma."
Yeah. Oh, so there wasn't. They weren't
this Louise.
Nope. No bucks.
The buck stops here. Pavement.
But yeah, dang. Customers like, what the fuck? They were really not digging.
Can you imagine loading your paper Trader Joe's bags into your Honda Prius?
Thwap!
Blood everywhere.
Deer.
He fucking hit my headlights.
Car. So, writhing piece of exploded meat.
What kind of deer does a sound make? Deer screaming sounds horrible.
Yeah, I don't think there was a lot to scream left. You know,
no,
I mean?
How tall was this Trader Joe's?
I feel like they maybe just broke a leg.
Brutal, like broken back and slowly dying.
Do you think they misgauged the distance because they didn't have 20/20 venison?
The customers at Trader Joe's are the last people that want to see this,
right?
Customers at Fry's would walk by like, oh, that's brutal. Food. And, like, not care.
No, people in Arizona definitely, take a piece.
Well, I'm putting that for later.
Thighs for me. Yeah, if you're at Food Bag City, that thing would have been gone.
Oh, it would have been eaten in the parking lot.
Yeah, venison burritos next week.
For sure. What are you doing? It's free meat. What do you mean what I'm doing? What are you doing?
I'm taking it home to put it in the freezer.
Babe, get my butcher knife. It's manna from heaven.
Yeah, right. Like, you don't have your butcher knife already on you. Get out of here.
No, it's in the car.
Yeah, you go to Swiss Army. City, it works. Your butcher knife.
Yeah, with you.
All right, speaking of animals, Basset Hound in Florida, raped by its owner. Owner convicted of bestiality against Basset Hound known as Flash.
Wait.
Which I think is funny because his name is Flash. And it's a Basset Hound.
It's the slowest dog ever.
And it was definitely not fast enough to get away from its owner.
I don't think you could call it rape.
No.
Because it's your dog.
Yeah. A, it's your dog. That's a good point.
Please elaborate. Why is this
rape? Please. I would love to hear this.
I can't say no. I don't.
I can't say no.
I feel like you called something else.
So just because it can't say no doesn't necessarily mean it wants it.
And it's so your like dog. A mute chick.
And it's your dog. It can't say no. I bought you. Okay. So.
I take all of that back.
It was Michigan, not Florida. I have to correct that.
Oh.
It's not Florida?
It was Michigan.
Oh. Sounds like a very Florida type thing.
It
though.
Does.
You
it
sure?
Does. I just assumed. Yeah.
Okay.
Why just the random Basset Hound rapage?
It was his dog. He felt like he had ownership.
No, but I'm saying, like, is there more to the story, or we're just talking about a dog that got raped?
No, yeah, this was looking. I was just trying to avoid talking about the World Cup.
See, I feel like this guy.
I don't like.
So that's where you were.
Like, oh shit, our dog got raped.
Dog rape.
Well, I feel like this is one of those guys who were one of those self-celibate guys.
I like that there's no story. At all.
So do you, at this point, it's like hearsay. It's like, did you hear the joke about biology?
Didn't you hear?
Did you hear the joke about Flash?
Okay, so that's why the story happened. All right.
Yeah, the joke, the Flash joke.
Don't you know the first rule of journalism?
No.
Man rapes dog. It's not a story. Dog rapes man. Now that's a story.
God damn
it. I don't like the fact that Joe thought it was such a story because the dog's name was Flash and he couldn't get away. That almost makes it worse.
That's the only thing I thought. And it's like one of 47 other dogs got raped that day.
Fine, we'll talk about the World Cup. It's happening in Russia. Cool.
What about the World Cup?
Actually, I got a segue. Speaking of dogs getting fucked, because of the World Cup in Russia, they're paying people to kill strays on site.
Oh, they did this at the Olympics, too. It's Sochi. Winter Olympics.
Did they?
Yes. They did this in Brazil also?
No, so it well,
that
I don't
was
know about
that
Brazil.
Was just people. It wasn't just dogs.
It was everything.
They cleaned out everybody in that.
Yeah.
No, but wasn't Russia like not even allowed to compete in soccer in like Olympic games because of all the doping, and now they get to like host the big soccer thing?
They could compete, but they couldn't compete under the Russian flag. It had to be under some...
Yeah, like independent or some
shit. Yeah, independent country or something like that.
But now it's like Crimea.
Soviet Union?
Yeah, but they got picked for the World Cup like... 8 years ago, so it's not like they can like take it away.
When's the World Cup?
It's not like tampering in multiple right elections around the world, shooting down a plane full of 238 people.
I don't like the fact that you're just pressure of the fact that Matt was like, when's the World Cup happen?
That's right.
FIFA frowns upon.
Who pays attention to soccer?
Well, me like, not this year because USA didn't make it.
The Ukraine? We'll punish you next time the World comes up. World Cup.
The next time the World comes up.
The only reason I brought it up is because with all the tourism because of the World Cup, people that are working that facility in the transit and like the restaurants around there are all getting smiling training.
Oh, yeah.
Because Russians are notoriously known for being stoic. Like I was watching this thing and people in Russia believe if you walk around smiling, you look like an imbecile. Like you
crazy
look like
person.
You're stupid. And there was this lady in the thing I was watching that got pulled over by the police. And when she asked why she was being pulled over, it was just like walking down the street. And like, well, it's because you were smiling. You look like you were up to something.
Why are you so happy? On drugs?
Yeah.
Are you on drugs?
Why are you so happy? You know where you live, right?
Cry for Mother Russia.
You keep smiling, we're putting you in jail.
You have face of mentally handicapped because you smile.
I imagine the sensitivity training, like, okay, now Ivan, you smile. I am smiling.
Well, that oh my
no,
God,
Ivan, too much. Too
it's
much.
So funny because that's exactly how it is, and it's exactly too much. Like, where they're like, no, you want to curl lips and show teeth,
but not too much
like,
teeth.
It's like, Ivan, you look scary. Please,
Ivan, you're growling.
Okay, Ivan. Less Ivan like is also you want like to eat me. More like you got birthday surprise, huh?
Ivan is also like the most stereotypical.
Okay. We'll call him Brad.
Brad.
Brad, you look ridiculous. And your name, it's so Western.
So we give you more traditional Russian name. Ivan, perhaps?
Every person at the World Cup is named Ivan.
Now, try smile. Try
but
smile,
not
Ivan.
Like Moose and Squirrel. Though.
When you go online to infiltrate next American election, you call yourself Brad. Let's be real, Ivan.
What's your World Cup name?
Ivan.
What's your Facebook name?
Brad.
Brad.
Good.
Brad Templeton.
Very good, Brad.
Very good,
very
good
Brad.
Woman.
You're making me smile, Brad.
And once fully infiltrated, I will kill Moose and Squirrel.
That's why the Russians act us.
That's it. That's it.
Our flying squirrels.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the life that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand. I would understand.
Greetings, kick-ass band.
Stupid, it's Nickelback.
I thought that would get harder. Oh, there it is.
That's the drop right there.
Oh, that's anguish. It's fear of the future.
I think this song's about meth.
That's is Nickelback?
It? I don't know. Who I think is all this? Their songs about meth.
It's Third Eye Blind.
Oh, Third Eye Blind.
I thought it was Three Doors Down.
Perfect Circle.
It's definitely Slipknot.
It's definitely not Slipknot.
I thought it was Silver Chair Pickups.
Silver Sun.
That was Eve 6 with the song Jumper.
It's not Eve 6.
A song.
It's Third Eye Blind.
It's Green Day, man.
About wasn't that Everclear?
No. It's Led Aerosmith.
R.E.M.
No, I think.
No, M.E.R.
It's REM.
Our lack of knowledge here is very upsetting to me, along with a lot of things.
Who is it really?
It's Three Doors Down.
No, it's Third Eye Blind. Fuck. I still don't know.
Seether.
You're come both on, so man. Convincing. I could go either way.
He's right. It's Third Eye Blind.
Sorry, it's Sublime.
This is a new segment called Talk Me Off the Ledge. We haven't gotten a chance to do an episode in like 3 or 4 weeks, right?
Something like that.
4 weeks?
Who's counting?
A lot happens in 4 weeks. Travis is spilling all over himself. Literally just
all
running
over.
Down his...
Nothing
I'm
new.
Drowning.
It's
over here.
All in your beard.
If you look at the title
across
your house,
Santa Claus just went for a dip. Big poofy beard. Anyways, shit is fucked up in the world, and I know that I'm the softest snowflake amongst us, and I need you guys to bring me back to like base level. I need you guys to convince me that the world is not done. Beyond the AT&T being bought... by Comcast, who's buying McDonald's, who's buying Netflix, who's buying Apple, and all these like giant corporations merging. And then meanwhile, the President of the United States going to our closest allies and saying, fuck you, you're a national security threat. Why isn't Putin here? I'm going to go hang out with Kim Jong-un. That shit freaks me out.
But didn't a lot of good come from that?
What came from that?
The Matt. Denuclearization.
Oh, shit. North Korea gave up all their nukes all of a sudden?
They gave up like the 150.
You can't do that all of a sudden. You can't just hate. It takes some time.
You got to shoot him into space.
They don't
first.
Have any of that. They don't have an agreement. Just like the Iran deal, we had like stuff in place. We had cameras and inspectors, and we had like a whole system of things. And then Trump's like, "No, bad deal. We're pulling out of it." We already paid for that deal, so all we did was lose money and not get the things that were enacted. So actually, now a much worse deal. And so we went over there, and we validate North Korea as a country, and then on top of it, we free up all this trade with them and money that can be unfrozen and put into their accounts for a promise of denuclearization that they've given us before.
Joe,
sorry.
Comedy podcast. Let's focus.
I'm just saying, man. It's fucking
I know,
scary.
I know. I saw where you're going. Bring it back.
I'm worried about Joe being a snowflake in Phoenix.
It is hard being a snowflake in Phoenix. Also... So, okay, what happens if this promise of denuclearization that has no actual, like, things tied to it, but this promise, it doesn't happen, but we've given North Korea this big advantage, right? Then Trump's like, hey, I give you this advantage, but you promised to do this thing, and now you're not doing it. Reneging on the deal. We're putting our troops back.
For renegotiating. Come on.
Come on. We're putting our troops back into South Korea, which we pulled our troops out of fucking South Korea for the first time since the fucking Korean War. I'm scared, Matt. Now we pull our troops and we're like, we're putting them back. And it's like, well, that's an act of aggression. It's like, well, you didn't give your nukes away. And it's like, well, we're not going to because you're doing this act of aggression. And now we're in an active conflict with one of the most dangerous countries in the world, if not the most dangerous.
One of the most dangerous countries in the world? What's so dangerous about North Korea?
They have nuclear bombs.
They have dog stew.
So does Russia.
They make stew out of dogs.
So does Britain.
So many countries have nuclear warheads.
Yeah, but they're not ran by crazy people who are influenced by Dennis Rodman, except for us. Do you see Dennis Rodman?
You're telling me.
Dennis Rodman was fucking promoting Potcoin the whole time he was there.
Yep.
A fucking cryptocurrency based off pot usage.
Great idea.
It is a great idea.
It is a great idea.
Good job. Good on you, Dennis Rodman.
All right.
It's the worm.
And I kind of big up to Potcoin. You know, they're peacekeepers.
And, you know, they good on over Dennis Rodman time. For finally finding something to do after basketball. He's been waiting. Why are you hating on the fact that he's trying to make himself an avid businessman?
Yeah, ESPN won't hire him. Let so it's like, Kim Jong-un.
Fuck it. I'm turning all your mics off. Go home.
All I see.
Did you see okay, so one last thing on this, and we'll move off to hopefully please. Funnier stuff. You see that the reason this scares me is because we're palling up with all these dictators, and Trump had that whole thing where he's like, I want Americans to sit like North Koreans. They sit up and listen when their president speaks.
As well as we should.
I don't want to sit like a North Korean because they're malnourished. God, they look so ridiculous.
So much of what he says is just like taken and just blown up.
Yeah.
So
Joe,
big.
You should know
it
that.
Was one little stupid conversation. I've said some stuff that if I was the president of the United States, everybody would hate me.
Yeah, that's
you're not
voted.
The president of the United States. Yeah, and no one would be. Vote for you.
I would still vote for you, Matt.
Thanks, man.
I just like the
Matt, I love you.
I'd be a shitty president.
I love you. You're one of my closest friends of my entire life. But I would trust you with my whole estate. Like, if I had to, like, I'd be like, Matt can make choices for me if I'm incapacitated.
I would not trust you
to run the fucking country.
I appreciate
country.
You trusting me with the estate that could probably fit inside my bill.
No, the best part is that exactly. Joe literally said, hey, Matt, you get to decide what happens to my PlayStation when I die.
Right.
I didn't leave.
Meanwhile, Joe's wife is like, "What the fuck?"
I didn't leave that decision to Travis.
Joe, to ease your pain. First of all, we're never going to sit like Koreans because we sit with lights on. They don't.
Dang, got him.
Well,
and the
now
Wi-Fi
they do.
Humming.
We're setting up for them to have electricity again. That was the whole. Did you see the trailer?
Yes. Oh, my God. The four-minute video.
The White House sent over a trailer.
Wait, they don't have electricity?
They have to turn off their electricity for a huge portion of the
day. But we're setting them up to be able to turn the electricity on again.
Yes.
We're making the world a better place.
Right.
What's the problem,
So you're
Joe?
Mad that... So people are mad that we're
a good portion of his population Mexicans literally Mexico, in prison camps.
But
because
we are upset.
He is literally
I thought we're all
killing
people,
his own people.
Mr. Snowflake. I thought we were all people.
You know what? Okay. You changed my mind. Congratulations. You talked me off the ledge once. Now, let's see if you can do it again.
I think it's still there. He's just being nice.
He just wants to move on.
Scientists.
He doesn't want to move on. Joe would love to talk about this for 3 hours.
Scientists.
Well, we just skip right over that video.
Yeah, too bad our podcast.
That video is fucking terrifying.
I have been to quite a few timeshare presentations, and they were way more convincing than that video.
Dude, the funniest part of that video to me was they kept throwing in basketball players, like throwing down dunks.
Yes. What video?
This 4 minute long video of like world peace and stuff like that. And well, it starts off like happy.
It's a trailer for the
who created this trailer?
The White House. And they sent it to Kim Jong-un because he's a big movie guy. And it's this trailer like, the world could divide on this decision. It's either peace or wartime. It's like bombs going off. And
two
like,
leaders to lead to peace.
Yeah, and it's like Trump. Flashing between Trump and Kim Jong-un at like different things and like, oh, this decision could change the world. Guy throws down a windmill dunk. Like, honestly.
So they're playing to their crowd.
Yeah.
The guy's fucking crazy.
Good
on them.
It sounds like one of our trailers. Remember we did action movie? Right. Again, it is that.
More production. Well, I'm sure they don't have a production crew. I'm sure they don't have.
At the White House?
Yeah, they don't.
Are you they need crazy? That.
They outsource it.
They get their budget
it's
is
actually
kind of
done by
unlimited.
The studio.
Yeah. They had a studio.
Court, no
yeah.
Studio.
From Studio Doghouse Printers Presentations or whatever. Yeah. It's fucking insanity. It's complete propaganda and it's real nuts. But we're trying to get off that. Scientists in the future want humans to drink cockroach milk.
How do we know what scientists in the future want?
No. Fuck. Scientists.
That's a really good point.
Science.
Time traveling futurists, scientists
in the future.
That is something to worry about, Joe. I'm
cockroach milk.
Hello, I am Mr. Scientist. I am from
the
future.
Scientists.
You will be drinking cockroach milk.
Scientists.
Real
scientists. Scientists want people in the future to drink cockroach milk. They're trying to develop a way to mass manufacture cockroach milk because it has less of an environmental footprint than cow's milk.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Does it taste good?
Does it taste like milk?
It's got to taste like cockroach excrement.
No. Does it taste like milk?
I feel like they would have to somehow make it taste like milk.
Because if it tastes like milk, I don't care.
Yeah, who gives a
Can
shit?
Can I be perfectly honest with you?
Yeah, but
this is an easy
guy...
one to avoid to be upset about. Just become vegan and you're fine.
Nah. Yeah.
No,
that's okay.
I don't even drink insect milk. That's yeah. how vegan.
I don't have all the time in the world to tell people I'm vegan. So
it's fine.
You might be decreasing your footprint.
Just drink rice milk.
I was just trying to say I can make a bigger footprint on a cockroach than I can on a cow.
You can. Well, no, it'd be the same size footprint.
No,
it would be the same size.
No,
it'd be easier.
The cockroach would take
a more effective footprint.
No, because the cockroach wouldn't take up the full surface area of your foot.
Yeah, you can get like a bunch of cockroaches with one footprint, but you can only get a portion of a cow.
You would still get more footprint to mass ratio with a cow.
Okay, it'd be easier.
Yeah, but what if you jumped real high before the footprint?
With a footprint,
that yeah,
would
that would be the impact.
And you have more of an outcome with the cockroach than you would a cow. You annoy the cow. You.
I am a little
stomp that cow.
I am a little curious to what type of cockroach.
No, but the point being is if you can make cockroach milk and
cockroach
it's still
fly.
Good, I'll drink it.
Yeah, do different cockroaches milk taste different?
Yes.
I would assume so.
Obvious.
I didn't want to drink cockroach milk.
You think this
milk.
Is a bad thing? Yeah, but you are a
self-proclaimed, freaks me out.
You're a self-proclaimed snowflake, so your bigger thing should be the footprint.
Yeah, I know, but and I get that global warming is a huge issue, but the
and
idea
you will
of drinking
do anything
milk,
in your power to lessen your carbon footprint, aka drink that cockroach milk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does this mean the exterminators are,
killing our food?
No, that's a good point. What's termite milk taste like?
Awful.
Yes.
Delicious.
Smaller
cockroach man.
Speaking of bugs, another
this
thing.
This milk tastes smaller.
That'd be even bigger.
What is termite milk?
I said something
smaller.
I'm talking. We're going smaller footprint, okay. Right. But the footprint would actually be bigger.
It's the same size we've been
over. You're wrong with the surface area thing.
We've covered this.
Speaking of insects, another thing I'm afraid of is I like bees for the environment, but I don't like the ideas of bees stinging me. And a woman in Florida was attacked by a group of bees and started stripping off her clothes and running down the street.
Oh.
And no one would help her because they assumed she was on drugs.
When did this take
drugs.
A turn for sexy?
Yeah.
They assumed she was on drugs because she was yelling and screaming running down the streets. So no one would help her.
How big was this woman?
Are you sure no one would help her because they thought she was on drugs? Or maybe no one would help her because there was bees?
Yeah, that's a good fucking point.
And actually, Matt brings up another good point. How attractive was she? Because my level of helpfulness depends on how attractive she is.
350-pound ugly woman.
I'm not touching that with a...
Especially if she's being attacked by bees.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, she's large, ugly, and she's attacked by bees? I'm going home.
Okay, so you guys aren't freaked out by the bees. How about this? Woman contracts pink eye from plane that released human feces above her home.
Oh.
A plane shed its toilet.
Shed its toilet.
Its toilet load.
Its outer toilet layer.
And sprinkled
to make
her
room for the
in her backyard.
Honestly, shit rains on you. All you get is pink eye.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
That's a good day.
Yeah, that's a good day. Remember there would be times where it would crystallize and actually fall as a solid to the ground and actually could hurt you?
Yeah, like a meteor.
Like hail.
Yeah. So
like shit,
what's
hail.
Worse, pink
Shale.
Eye or dead? I'm going to go with dead.
Yeah, and I feel like pink eye, you're... That's really like a hepatitis really thing. To just get pink eye is really not that bad.
That's a miracle.
All right.
It's better
that
than those chemtrails, Joe.
Get off that ledge. It is a miracle that she only got pink eye.
You want to talk miracle? Here's a true crisis of faith. Pastor killed by crocodile and baptism gone wrong.
Oh, they were dunking in the water and then...
Yes.
It was God's will. Next.
How do you continue as a parishioner of that church after watching your pastor get eaten during
easily?
The pastor got eaten?
Yes.
What about the person who was baptizing him?
Got away.
They're the new pastor.
They're
the new pastor.
There can only be one.
Got away unbaptized. Yes.
That's
the only way it can work
shit.
Out. Got away unbaptized. Can't be.
I feel like this is an easy problem to solve, and you just move to the gymnasium pool.
I was going to argue that. It was a bad idea, but if there's one thing you need to know about baptisms, it's all about location, location, location.
Yeah. Most churches have the baptism thing.
That's kind of what he gets.
Upon stage.
For every shitty church.
Know your area. Know where
you're
going.
Kiddie pool from Home Depot.
Oh, it was in Kenya?
It doesn't matter. You know there's alligators. Avoid the water.
Yeah, we haven't even attempted to get them electricity.
All right. I feel like
speaking of avoiding the water,
Jesus,
woman born without vagina gets one made out of tilapia skin.
Fantastic. Poor
tilapia? Soul. I fish? Thought tilapia was so like the fish you're for sure not supposed to eat right now because of all the mercury.
No, they don't want you to eat it because they are 100% farm raised and you can't find a wild tilapia in the ocean or anything.
What's wrong with that?
The fact that it's self-manufactured and it's not good for you.
And how what kind of woman automatically just chooses to have her pussy like smell like fish?
And not just that, anything. I don't care.
That's what
who.
I'm saying. This is progressing stereotypes. I don't like it.
Tilapia. I'd be like, nah, get me a swordfish.
Oh, dang.
Why a tilapia?
Do we get a choice between the fishes?
Does she have a choice?
I don't know if she had a choice.
All I know,
call her.
Hey, all I know, she didn't have a vagina because of a fish. She now has a vagina. Good for her.
Well,
whatever
she,
it takes.
Now she has a tilapia, so her life is a little bit better.
Scientists say that IQs have been getting lower.
Why a tilapia?
Because that's what
there's so many fish.
They found out it worked.
And why is farm raised? Because
no one wants pufferfish lips.
Because
they were gonna catfish her. That's not gonna work.
I don't.
Tuna was a little too on the nose.
Hey Matt, you don't want farm raised fish
masculine.
Because of their diet. They eat a bunch of synthetic food rather than algae and things that they should.
But I eat McDonald's, so
you shouldn't do that either.
It can't be that bad.
You're trying to argue.
Yeah, your carbon footprint. Pretty soon we have cockroach burgers at.
Again, McDonald's. We're proving the last story I brought up that scientists have proven that IQs are lowering every year.
Yeah?
Yes.
I didn't even hear you
did
say
they
that.
Give a specific...
I know, because you're so fucking dumb.
That's not a bad thing, though.
Slowly declining?
Dude, more kids are getting college.
Have you seen that
college
movie?
College tuition's going to get cheaper.
With the guy from the Old Spice commercials?
Man. Yeah, that movie.
Idiocracy.
Thank you.
Evolution.
It's called exactly what's happening.
Can I tell you something to look out for? We just hashtag red for Ed. IQs are about to go back up.
Fuck that, dude. Okay? A sheriff lost an election in Alabama to his deputy. So you know what he did? He fired his deputy.
Before
he could take
off. That's showing his IQ is high.
Yeah, that's genius.
Yeah, that's not pretty good.
That's a smart move.
Who would checkmate?
Come back off that ledge, my friend.
Ha! There's a congressional candidate for the Republican office who's running as a self-admitted pedophile.
Oh, I read the story. It disgusts me. Jump.
Yeah, I think we glazed over. Jump. I think we glazed over the fucking deputy sheriff thing too fast.
You guys shot it down real quick. I don't know.
Are you off the ledge?
Shot the sheriff, but yeah, I didn't shoot the deputy.
You guys made it seem like there was a way to get around it. I didn't read a loophole in the story, but you made it seem convincing enough.
He's an elected official.
I've been drinking.
He's been elected. At this point, he's like, yeah, he fired me, but I'm like,
what if this other pedophile dude makes it in?
The guy who runs Congress, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who runs...
he'll fit right in.
The Bunny Next. Ranch out Whoa. In Nevada.
Yeah, he's on the bill, too.
And he's projected to win. I believe he won the primary.
What's wrong with that, though? See, what's wrong with that guy? He's just a good businessman.
Smart.
Yeah. I have exactly four...
I think he goes against exactly what his party is against.
Sean's face looks so disappointed. Like, I mean, I guess, but...
Well,
fuck.
It's true. I mean, it's not like that guy's not a pedophile. He's just a businessman.
I mean, this is going to get into, politics on this.
I have exactly four stories left.
We're going to end up hitting each other.
I have exactly four stories left that are bothering me. Let's speed round this because we're running
long. We have been speed rounding.
David.
I thought we did pretty well.
Present.
Scientists have created a psychopathic artificial intelligence. They raised the artificial intelligence on gruesome imagery and harsh language. And now where other artificial intelligence would see like a Rorschach test of a woman holding an umbrella, this one sees a man weeping over his dead wife's decapitated head.
Fuck.
No big deal. Marilyn Manson needs new fans every day, as many as he can get.
Yeah, and not just that. The second AI sounds like it's a little more descriptive than the first. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
He really described
it's
that.
Just poetic. It's just a phase.
At least
he'll grow out of it.
He'll grow it.
As long as it's not Skynet, you don't need to worry, Joe.
Man in road rage incidents throws feces at fellow driver.
How is he going to tell somebody you're mad at them?
Travis, somebody's driving down the freeway at 65 miles an hour at least, pooping into their hand and throwing it at other pedestrians on the road.
Was he cut
How
off?
How am I supposed to live with myself in
was
this
he,
world?
Well, let me ask you, was he really cut off?
Does it matter?
It does matter.
Did he lose
case.
Control of his vehicle?
Yeah.
No.
Was he at least wearing a seatbelt?
Good on him, right?
I think he had to take his seatbelt off, which is a little worrisome.
You think you could shit in your hand while driving?
And not just that. Hey, does it say whether he had a passenger? Because of that,
could though.
No, this seems like one of those times. Like, hey, hold the wheel real quick.
Grab the wheel.
I got a shit in my hand real quick.
there's a few different scenarios where you have the passenger hold the wheel. You got to send a text.
Yep.
Pop open your
beer.
You got to light a joint. Or you got to shit in your hand and throw it at that asshole.
For cutting me off. You saw that.
Yeah, I feel
Take
like,
the
Joe,
wheel.
I feel like you're a safe driver and you don't get in road rage, so you don't need to worry about people throwing shit at you.
No, absolutely.
You know what?
That's I'd rather the most throw logical shit than a bullet, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, last one.
Yeah.
Non-deadly
right?
force.
57% of Republicans would approve postponing the 2020 election if Trump said that there was a chance of Russian meddling in the election.
That's something to be fucking scared about.
No, seriously, Joe, jump. Like,
yeah,
off that ledge.
Jump off.
Yeah, I can't bring you back from that one, dude.
I have.
Do you want Russian meddling?
No.
No, of course not.
It doesn't matter. The fucking Rockefellers are controlling everything anyway.
Yeah, fucking Rothschilds. Jesus.
And the Rothschilds.
Is that supposed to make me feel
bad? Rothschilds, the lizard people. Let's be honest.
The Greys. Don't even get me started on Hollow Earth.
Yeah.
If it's not flat, it's definitely hollow.
Let's just put it this way. We have no control. We'll just sit here and watch the world.
We're just pawns in their game.
Yeah, dude.
Play.
How does it feel to be a peon, Joe?
Yeah. How does it affect you?
Yeah. You're jumping on the last one.
Really?
Do you feel a little better at least?
No, I feel much worse.
Why? You're wearing a pizza shirt. You should be happy as fuck.
Just smile, Ivan.
You've got pizza on shirt.
You wear a pizza shirt. I have pizza stain on shirt.
We samesies.
You should be happy.
You should be happy. I'm slob. You?
Not so sloppy.
Not so slob.
It has collar.
And now, headlines.
Listen up. Humans.
Got him.
This week in headlines, a cheating Kenyan man gets his penis stuck inside his mistress. His mattress.
Been there.
which I thought it read.
We had a friend who did that.
We did. Well, I don't know if he got caught.
He got caught?
He got caught. On camera. And he got caught again. And he tried pulling it out.
Oh, not caught. He got caught by us.
Yeah, well,
listening
yeah,
we to Britney Spears him. And fucking his mattress.
But it was. He didn't get his dick stuck in the mattress.
No, you're right. I'm sorry.
No, he just used it.
But a guy was fucking a cheetah?
Yeah, is that right?
But this stray cheetah in Africa. Cheetah.
Stupid.
It's like an African animal.
Yeah.
But also a euphemism for someone who cheats on their spouse.
Gotcha.
Okay. Just not spelled
the
same.
He was sleeping with someone else. It yeah. wasn't his wife, oh. So he's a cheetah.
I got you.
Oh, okay. You just...
No. I didn't get you at first because I wasn't listening because I was opening my beer, but now I got you.
African cheater on the loop.
Great pun, David.
No, cheetah.
Please, thank you.
Who farted?
He's a cheetah.
It smells who like farted? Fart.
That's the game getting ready to hit. Yeah,
that's the game.
That's David's sneaking cooler out. Warming up.
Oh, man. Anyway, a Kenyan man
was fucking... Oh, yeah, the mistress. Okay,
his,
yeah, yeah, not a cheetah.
His,
yeah, how do you get a dick stuck?
Got his dick stuck.
Wait, in a what? Mattress?
Mistress.
Oh, God.
The woman he was cheating on his wife with.
Okay.
Okay.
Why would he cheat on his wife with a mattress?
No, a mistress.
Is that like a queen size?
It's like a full.
Joe, so mad.
The married man was caught by his wife after his screams pierced the halls.
Oh, she was at home?
Of a Nairobi hotel. She could hear... No, it was at a hotel.
But how did she hear him screaming?
Because it's a small town. I don't know. Let me get through
this. Nairobi's a humongous town.
Fearing someone had been murdered, a number of guests at the hotel called the police. Cops arrived. They found the cheating man stuck to his partner and called medical personnel to separate the pair. Except medical personnel could not separate the pair at the scene. And they needed to be taken to the hospital. They were taken to the hospital with medical personnel, a shaman, the okay. man's
you
wife.
You need the shaman. You need the shaman.
You need oh the boy. Shaman.
You can't oh not boy. Go to the hospital without the
yeah.
shaman.
Yeah, I'm really, really, really sorry.
His wife suspected.
But what is a shaman?
It's like a priest. It's like a medicine
man. It's like a medicine man. Leave.
Medicine man.
Medicine
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
African medicine man.
He's the guy you get him to bless your house when you move
I saw
in there.
The, I saw sage. The situation oh, of them okay. in the back of the ambulance, and
yeah,
they
the
had them on
awesome.
Top of each other, missionary style, with a blanket over them, as people are just sitting in the back taking pictures.
Let
of
me see.
Photo.
Can
oh,
I see the
oh,
photo?
See
the,
this is the back of...
Just like you said.
A Kenyan ambulance.
Oh, wow.
I paint
they put a blanket over him for modesty reasons. His wife had suspected him of cheating and had a witch doctor... Put
shaman.
A curse on him. A shaman. Put a curse on him. And just so happens, sure enough, he gets his penis stuck inside of his mistress's vajay.
So I have a question.
Yeah, we all
how?
Have questions.
How did this happen?
Well, it sounds like not a very lubed up woman.
But like, did the tip swell and couldn't put it out?
No. There's a condition.
Huge head.
He's Kenyan, so you know he's hungry.
Yeah, like it's like a light bulb. You can get it in, but you can't get it out.
It's like sticking your head in a tailpipe.
This guy was a victim of...
of his Chevy Silverado.
I thought my head would fit.
But it did at first.
And then it got stuck.
This didn't happen in Michigan, did it?
No, he was a victim of penis captivus. This happens when the muscles of the vagina clamp down tighter than usual on a penis.
What? What?
Super Kegels.
I thought only dogs did this.
Well, no. With dogs, I believe... I could be wrong, but I think it's the male.
Hold on, let me figure out.
Hold on, let me be wrong real quick. Hold on.
From all the bestiality stories I've read for the past on this podcast, the way it works is the male dog penis swells and gets stuck inside the vagina. With humans,
when females have orgasms, their vagina contracts, but in this penis captivus.
I can't believe I've never heard of this.
I've never heard of it either until just.
I feel like it'd be a big deal.
3 days ago.
I've never made a woman orgasm, so I've never had this problem.
Yeah. apparently, women can come too.
What?
And sometimes in severe cases, they come so hard that you get stuck inside them.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So should he be proud? Or is it like
don't you just like spray cold water on the situation?
That's what the shaman tried.
He more sprinkled it, though.
Unfortunately, he just had room temperature water, which made the situation worse.
Yeah, they don't
have
ice in Kenya.
You're making it worse. Wow. Kept saying all these sexy things, too, when he did it.
Could you imagine?
No.
Being trapped on top of someone like a dog?
No, especially...
Oh, I've been there.
Like cheating on your wife? Like, I only had 15 minutes, and we've been stuck for...
Babe, her vagina clenched. I don't know what to do. It's just stuck.
I tripped. I fell. Penis captivus. You know.
Oh, my God.
What do you do? Like, do you hit her real hard?
That might make it worse.
Why is that your first solution?
Because
for
you just hit her hitting
women.
You just hit her until you knock her out and her vagina unclenches?
Yeah, I'd be freaking out in that situation.
Have you so tried that's hitting? The first thing you go to.
After I've tried everything else.
Is to knock her out.
This is why Matt's wife wears sunglasses all the time.
See, I would have just made her orgasm again and snap it off.
It's a fight or flight instinct. You just...
Nah!
And you can't flight.
So you do both.
Penis captivist.
You fight so you can flight.
Penis captivated.
Yeah.
You fight so you can flight.
Oh,
I like
Matt.
How that's Matt.
I just see myself in that situation.
I want that as Matt's motto, like his family crest.
I have
fight so you can flight.
Hit her till her vagina unclenches. Sanders.
Punch and run. Punch and run.
Punch and get the fuck out of there.
I imagine Matt being like a lizard and just falling off and him scurrying away and he'll grow
and grow his new dick back. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like aside from just ripping my own dick off at that point, I'm hitting her.
Imagine it would. Wow. I mean, could you imagine James Franco in this situation?
He would annoy the shit out of her.
He'd just wait 127 hours and just chop his dick off and be on his merry way.
Chew it off.
Oh, that scene.
That's some flexibility.
With the sound effect they gave to it. Oh, that gets me so... that they did the ringing in his... Oh, tough.
Speaking of tripping and falling, I have a story about a man from India who had to have his shower head removed from his ass after accidentally slipping and falling onto it.
Shower head.
Oh, wait a second.
That is a good excuse.
Wait a second.
Including the PVC pipe that was connecting the shower head to the wall.
Did he slip and fall off of a ladder?
No. He did this in space because that's the only way you can slip and fall and get a shower head in your asshole.
India's got those bidet showers. They shower you from the bottom.
Day by day. The shower head.
No.
I was about to say, I was like, that doesn't sound right.
The shower head was 6 inches deep into the man's pelvis.
Wow.
When they found it.
Sir, let's be honest. You tried to fuck the
Oh, that's
head.
Covered in blood.
Well, it was,
and shit.
Why?
That's a huge thing to have in your ass.
Damn.
Rectum damn near killed him.
Whoa.
Okay, so he didn't actually.
It sure did wreck
him. Right?
No, because he tried to fuck himself the shower head. That's what
exactly what
that's
happened.
That's what he
had. He claimed that he fell on it,
but
that
who
is
sticks
obviously
that into your ass.
Super far.
And who falls up?
I think I need to see a doctor. I tripped and fell on my shower head.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's be
a log. The guy who fixed this, Dr. Kumar.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
At least it wasn't Dr. Pradeep.
Don't think he was craving many White Castles after this surgery. But he was quoted as saying...
Kumar. Harold and Kumar.
Dr. Kumar.
Stupid asses.
It's not racist.
He said, this isn't a big deal. I've seen a lot of things like this, including bottles, cans, glass bulbs, stones, small rods, fruits, vegetables,
Jesus,
dildos,
man.
Toys,
Kumar.
Vibrators.
You've been around.
Sounds sexy.
That's not sexy.
He does seem like
the
smell
the blood on that
the right
thing?
Guy for the job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude,
if you got that thing
they
that far in your ass on full blast,
Oh, he had. Whoa. Oh, we think it was on.
That
was, how could it not be? Why are you sticking your shower head up your ass?
Well,
it's
yeah, it's
on.
True. I mean, it's gotta be looped.
How
up
mad
somehow.
Would he be? He had it on pulse, shoved it up there, but like, and the process of shoving it up there, it went on like the mist. He's like, ah, damn it! And that's why he tried to pull it out. He wanted to get back on that pulse.
Wrong
setting.
It's yeah. got like a sharp right angle to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it looks like a. It looks like a TIG torch.
I wouldn't like even your, survive that. It's not that. Your Bed Bath & Beyond like pleasure shower head. It's like a shower hose.
Yeah, oh, this is yeah. a,
you know,
a bum large, ass and beyond.
Honestly, as a man, I've never really bought a shower head for pleasure.
No?
Really?
You're not doing once. It wrong, bro.
Yeah.
Gives that me pulse. That limp noodle. You know what I'm
that
saying?
Hard water pulse.
Shower
blah, blah,
heads blah, blah, give you limp noodles?
A little bit.
I don't get it.
I don't even think about it.
To be fair, most things gives Travis yeah. limp noodle.
Travis is ED. It's not a big deal.
My headline this week is about a guy.
My headline this week is Travis has ED.
That's it.
No, that's I'm what I've learned right this here. Week.
You that's saw, it. You saw all the signs around lately. Those were for Travis. Hashtag red for ED.
Who's Ed?
My headline this week, Florida man found out the hard way on Tuesday when he purchased some crystal meth from his dealer that wasn't apparently up to speed.
Got him.
Fearing that he was ripped off, he called the sheriff's office.
As you do.
As you do. And he wanted to...
My meth dealer's fucking me again.
I'm yeah. calling the cops.
Doesn't yeah. he know to call the Better Business Bureau?
Yeah, yeah. Listen. I'd be fine. Yeah. ROC
He's got two stars
sure.
on Yelp.
Absolutely. Okay. No, he got a bad reaction from his meth. So he called the sheriff.
As you do.
he called the sheriff's department because he thought it was bunk. So the investigators... Because Kelly wanted to press charges.
Yeah, yeah.
The investigator said, come on in. Let's check this meth out and make sure that it's...
had it in his pocket.
Yeah. And I bet he was so excited. He's like, yes. Yes. Finally yeah. somebody to help me
the
out with
this problem.
The cops
are working for me for
I'm
once
paid.
In my life.
And they seem really interested in how bad this meth is. This is awesome.
These guys are yeah. really willing to serve and protect around here. So obviously the guy went in. Meth got tested.
Didn't come back out.
Came up thought. Having methamphetamines in it. Yeah. And the guy was arrested. Let
the
out
part,
on
he's
Wednesday.
Like, it was meth.
Yeah.
Damn it.
His dealer runs in the room. I told you. You're arrested too.
You ain't getting your $20 back.
Yeah, he shows up just for the principle of the fact. He's like, yeah. I'm not going to let this guy talk shit about my mouth.
Yeah, yo.
Gerald said my shit was fake. Prove to him. Show him.
Do the test. Do the test.
Told you, Craig.
You're both coming with
this
us.
This shit is blue. anyways, yep. Mr. Douglas Kelly was let out early Wednesday afternoon on a $2,500 bond.
Oh, that's who does he know? $2,500.
You can do that bond. I can make
it's,
that bond.
It's
right
Florida.
Now.
Oh, you know who he knows? You know
who we now trust way more?
$2,500.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You're right about that.
That was him.
He's gonna have to do about 25 of those.
Yeah.
Filleting.
Yeah.
Wait, is $100 like a going? It's probably more than that, right?
I don't know.
For blowies?
For blowies?
Yeah.
For
going a man to blow another man, it better be more than $100.
No, it depends on where
not
you are.
Not when meth's involved. $100 is a dude, good, good fee.
I think it depends on the blower, too.
Yeah.
If this guy's a meth head, like,
cheap.
Man, I'm giving you $5.
No, let me fuck see that isn't
any deal.
Teeth, man.
Dude, if you're Atlantic City.
Yeah, but he's got no teeth, but he's also got God knows what.
Scabs on his face.
Herpes mouth. Hepatitis
okay.
A, B, and C.
How much would you...
Pay that man to suck my dick.
Yeah.
$250.
Yeah.
I was going to say 50.
I'd give him a paycheck or two.
What?
Two paychecks?
No, I'm joking.
He looks
I
like he works
him,
hard.
I would never pay a man to suck my dick. I thought this was a joke.
You would really pay him I kind of think he would give a good blowjob.
Yeah,
he looks a little thick
to be a meth head, though, to be sure. To be...
Nah, look at
he looks he
look,
sucking up all that cum.
I do pills. Feel like he's kind of new into the game of meth since he called the sheriff's office.
Doesn't really know the price points yet.
I thought this was medicinal. The law.
I thought this was recreational.
The meth was obviously good. You know what I mean? Because tested out right, he just got a bad reaction.
This fucking A.
Was the reaction bloating?
You big fat fuck.
You fat fucking fat fuck. Meth head.
That's why I'm only giving you $15, you fucking gay wad.
Hey, it's legitimate. He's sucking dicks.
Which one of you queers going to suck my dick?
Depends.
Well, you
got
to give him a tip, dude.
Don't
you're
got
just
it.
Like, I'm sure he's got a flat a rate. And then
actually,
you're supposed
okay.
To tip him.
No, that's a good point.
Can you break a 20? As
being, being a person that's never got a prostitute, do you tip a prostitute?
No.
No.
No. The Are price is the price, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like if you get a prostitute and they're like $200 and then like you get done and it's like, I got to steal. Then you tip them.
But yeah, you tip strippers.
Yeah, but what if they say $200 and it's terrible? Can I talk them down and be like, that was like $150? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean,
well, definitely. You can, and then you get beat up by her pimp.
Yeah, a lap sometimes dance costs money, and then you tip the lap dance after the lap
wait,
dance.
Wait, I can't.
You don't tip after a lap dance,
Joe.
You give the amount that is made for lap dances.
Yes. Yeah, you don't tip after a lap dance. This is why you That's have strippers sit on your lap for 2 hours talking about their dead dog.
Oh, that's I know. The first this guy is... to tip me in 10 years.
No. This is why I can't go to strip clubs.
I'm hanging out with this guy.
I've had a stripper cry in my lap 3 times, and the last 2 times at the strip club, I was telling like, all of them how to vote.
He tipped me. He tipped me. This is the first time a guy has tipped me.
Yeah, the one that cried on my lap, I didn't even exchange money with her. Actually, at the end of the night, I gave her $100.
Didn't her dog die or something?
No, her dog died.
The dog
she had
died.
Family issues, oddly enough. A
weird.
Stripper,
yeah.
Who would have thought?
No,
what?
No.
This was on your bachelor party.
Yeah.
Yeah, David.
That was a fun night. I threw a drink at a building.
You did throw a drink
a
at
strip club.
The front door of a strip club in Vegas.
I had less fun than all of you.
To be fair, I feel like they served me mop water.
They did. They were pissed off that you spent $0 in their club and fucking wrung
was
the
fight
rag out.
Do you was going to fight out front?
No, that was my bachelor party.
That was my bachelor party.
And we
no,
did
no,
get
that
a
was
fight.
Your
yeah,
bachelor party in front of a strip club. We actually got a real fight. We actually got a real fight on Matt's bachelor party.
Yeah,
me and Travis ran for the cops.
It was awesome.
David swung at a
guy. I beat
guy.
The shit out of a guy.
David swung at a guy at your bachelor party and fucking completely missed.
But I swung at him and scared him.
Yeah, he got out of the backseat of the taxi, walked up to the guy, swung. The guy didn't move. The guy didn't fucking flinch.
But he was scared.
Anything. And just
but
like,
afterwards
what the
like...
fuck was that? As David's walking away.
So does this mean that...
Yeah.
Wait,
you don't
okay.
remember this because you were... fucking hammered.
I was smashed too.
Okay, so at David's bachelor party, nothing really happened. We got a little angry. Joe's bachelor party, David swung and missed. Matt's bachelor party, we actually
all
got in a fight.
All in Philly B's party.
When I get married, do we murder somebody?
Yeah, we're murdering 3 people.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I didn't
that
know
was
that
your
I could
bachelor
go to
party
yours.
With the crowbar incident.
Yeah, on St. Patrick's Day.
Whose headline is it?
It's mine, technically.
Yeah, it's Travis's.
All right, let's get into it.
Have you started? Are we in the middle of yours? Or?
Wow.
Way to steer off the meth, guys.
Wow.
My headline this week, restaurant bans young boy with no arms because he has to eat with his feet.
Yeah, because that's gross.
It is kind of gross.
That's like one step above bringing your fucking dog in a restaurant. That's being gross. Dude,
he was a thalidomide baby.
I'd say it's beneath bringing the dog in.
Oh my
no,
God.
I mean above in the gross factor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, why? Because the dog can do more because it has all of its ligaments?
No, don't bring your fucking dog in a restaurant.
I have a question.
Right. I don't care
when
how
you, when you walk into
you don't
a
bring
restaurant.
Your dog or your armless kid.
In fucking restaurant.
No shirt, no shoes, no dogs, no arms, no service.
No, yeah. You can bring your armless kid.
If you gotta eat with your feet, that covers our no shoes policy. Yeah. You gotta get out.
You can bring your armless kid, he just can't fucking eat.
What if he tapes spoons and forks to his shoes?
That's I guess that's okay.
No. See, you're gonna disagree with this real quick because the kid because he has no arms and the best way for him to eat is by sitting on the table.
Oh.
He
has to sit on the table because that's the only way his legs
can reach. You don't bring
the
kid to a restaurant.
How often do you think, how often does this happen? Kids sitting on the table, everyone's eating. People all go to take their arms off the table and it just tips.
God damn it, Jake. Get
off the fucking table.
Get off the table, Jake.
Dad, you said you wouldn't lift your arms again.
Hey, mom has to be like, hey, no knees on the table.
It's going to be really dangerous at teppanyaki. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I feel like this kid should eat, like, if I had no arms.
Like regular kids with arms.
Yeah. I just feel like, put your face
in. Do you want to play Bobbin for your meal?
Yeah.
I feel...
Dude.
Hey, what do you call a kid with no arms eating at a restaurant?
Banned. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking armless bastard. Okay.
Anyways,
getting into it.
What kind of asshole restaurant is like... This kid doesn't have arms. He can't be here. Well, if he's jumping on the table, and are they going there a bunch?
He's not jumping on the table. It's not like he's acting the fucking fool.
He's just doing box jumps onto the table.
Yeah. So
how does he wipe his ass?
And is this like, are they there a lot?
He's 3 years old.
Are they going?
He can't wipe.
He's three?
The parents won't just like help the kid out?
Now I feel like an asshole.
Well, and he can feed himself with his feet. I couldn't do that, and I'm 30.
And if he's three, he definitely wasn't. I'm 30.
3-year-old William Bancroft has adapted his life without arms.
Lead with that.
Yeah, come on. I'm picturing some old man with his gross feet.
No, I'm thinking like 17, 18.
I was thinking like a 16-year-old kid sitting on the Olive Garden table eating him with his feet.
I was like thinking 48-year-old man with yellow toenails.
How the fuck do you twist the spaghetti when you have no arms and you're doing that with your
toes?
With
very talented toes.
Yes. He has taught himself a way to eat and feed himself by using his feet to pick up food, drinks, and share things with others, which kind of creeps me out, but that's okay. Here, take this fork.
Pass the peas. Could you pass the hand sanitizer too?
So William was sitting at a table at your local... It says IHOP. We all know it now as IHOP.
IHOP.
Uh-huh. International House of Bullshit. Pancake restaurant.
Travis is mad. Fucking, you're going to make this publicity stunt or you're going to try to pretend like you're cooking burgers? You're the pancake place. I'm not here for pancakes.
That was a really good impression of me. That was really good. I haven't had a pancake from IHOP in years, but that's
yeah, because they got Migas.
You know, I have a question. Do you think you roll around in like sandals everywhere you go so you don't have to take off your shoes and socks
to go eat?
No, you got to keep them covered.
So here's the thing.
I'd have like rubber gloves.
Do you buy this kid sleeveless shirts to save money?
No, he just doesn't wear a shirt.
I think they're just as expensive.
What do you mean you don't wear a shirt?
It's less fabric.
Don't let him wear a shirt. They don't
care. What?
What does he fucking need to wear a shirt
He's really
for?
Not getting service.
You know what? The biggest thing this kid has to worry about is loose neck shirts. Because they just slide right off.
Slide over his shoulder.
This kid needs tight neck shirts.
That's the one thing he needs to worry about in his life. Well, not driving.
Eating with his feet.
Getting a
I agree.
So
driving as well. It's hard to drive with one foot.
Story short, at the IHOP, the manager told him he needed to get off the table because it was against health department issues.
Do you think it could be that they knew that they were switching to burgers and you can't eat a burger with your feet?
I guarantee this kid would be able to eat a burger with his feet.
Did it say what he was eating?
Pancakes.
No, it didn't. But if he was eating spaghetti, that'd be really impressive.
I could eat pancakes with my feet. I could not eat a burger with my feet.
Applesauce what? With your feet.
Dude, you're not that flexible.
Hey, it didn't.
I could eat applesauce right now with my feet.
I read the story. I'm pretty sure.
No. Do you have applesauce?
Maybe. If not, I'll find a substitute.
Go find a substitute right the fuck now. No.
If I do this, don't
say another
I got my video.
If I do this, I am immune from the wheel this week.
Done. Consider it done.
If I can
eat something with applesauce consistency, listen. If you can eat something with applesauce consistency without spilling anything, getting every single morsel in your mouth.
No.
If you think you're this good at this.
Spilling was not brought up. It was eating.
If you think that I could try to eat something too.
No assistance from the hands.
How do you think I chew on my toenails?
No assistance from the hands.
I'm just kidding.
No assistance from the hand. I can take a bite of something.
No way.
If you want me to, he does his headline. I don't think he can.
That's why I agree.
Yeah, I couldn't get the spoon within like a foot.
If I do it, I'm immune from the wheel.
Yeah, done.
Getting back to the story, I read it. He was actually eating toast.
No, the worst. I can't
covered in jam.
I can't get the worst part about
toast.
It.
Toast jam.
He's like Jesus. He can't sit on a table, and he's not allowed to touch the syrup dispensers with his feet. And so that makes a good point. But then the mom comes back and goes, "Well, why?" She goes, "Because his feet are dirty." Well, I washed his feet before we got here. He's like, "I can't prove that." She's like, "So, do you have every customer wash their hands before they touch the syrup dispenser?" He's like, "Well, no." She's like,
"Yeah, most people don't walk on their hands."
Yeah, exactly.
But if she washed his feet before he got on the table, they treat him like hands. So
yeah.
I don't see the issue.
No, I'm with you. No, that's not an issue. This is a fucked up IHOP.
Yeah. No, it's not an issue because he's a 3-year-old.
Peanut butter or yogurt? Yogurt.
Either.
Yogurt.
What color of his hair was this guy?
He's just a cute kid. I feel really bad for him because he's done. Yeah.
Oh my god, he is damn cute.
He's a cute kid. He is doing his best with no legs.
Yeah. Once he found out it was a 3-year-old, I felt completely differently about it.
Yeah, that's his foot.
That's talent.
He's eating a fucking Oreo, just like it's no big deal.
That's a cute kid.
Oreos. Does he dunk him or twist him or?
It looks dunked.
Okay.
Twist? Don't be an asshole, David.
Dude, he's got a hell of a grip. Well,
I'm just saying, if no assistance from the hands, man, hey, that's what we're saying.
I'm going to need you to put it on the table.
Wait, we still haven't gone to the next headline?
No. Dude, he's not going to come close to getting in his mouth.
No, you can't use your
hands. No assistance from your hands. We said that.
Yeah, you can't use your hands.
That was my forearm.
Hold on, just reposition the spoon. You're really close. No, he's really close.
No, he's just saying if he can.
No, you're already using your hands again.
This is for us, not him.
Oh yeah, there you go. Get that spoon, Joe. Get in that spoon.
Alone.
We should have put a time limit on this.
No hands.
No hands. Hold on.
Just look it up your foot.
This is like the time Joe tried to suck his own dick. This is difficult. Right.
You're not
going to do it without hands.
No, he just has to get the spoon in the right position. He's really close. Yeah, just don't let the spoon fall. You see, you're grabbing the spoon from the wrong angle. You got to get the angle toward your face. Let's get that. Get that better, Joe. Get that better. There you go. Get that spoon,
buddy.
You're
officially banned from my hob.
Dude, there's no fucking way I would let you in my restaurant either. There he goes. He's going to get it. He's going to get it.
His leg. All right.
Oh, shit. Okay. He's definitely not immune for the wheel this week.
So you finally admit that you can't do what a 3-year-old does on a daily basis.
You're right.
Good for that kid.
Oh, my God. So, my headline.
Guy gets AIDS. That's headlines.
One Reddit user has started quite the commotion after sharing his story of an experience that changed his views on cannibalism.
Oh.
He was in a motorcycle accident 2 years ago that resulted in a gruesome compound fracture to his left foot. It was so bad that he would never be able to walk on it again, and so he elected to have it amputated. David, don't throw farts at me.
Wait. Is he got any accident? Okay.
Motorcycle accident.
Yeah. Lost his fell into the
needs
forest.
To take his foot off.
Immediately
shattered his foot.
It's fucked.
Boneless foot.
Gone. Right.
But it's what happened next that has people freaking out. He asked the doctors if he could keep it. He signed some papers. He got it back. And with the help of some friends, he cooked it.
Okay.
He thought of using it as a lamp or a doorstep, but decided cooking it was the best way to go.
No, I would have totally taxidermied my own foot.
Doorstop.
That's definitely the way
fuck
to go.
Yeah,
that's kind of
that
the way to go.
That sounds badass.
I feel like it's a talking piece
every time
people come into your house.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a cool.
They're like,
doorstep.
What's that smell? Sure. Oh, it's my doorstop. That happens to be my old foot.
Mm-hmm.
It smells like feet in here.
Sweats this.
No, excuse me. It smells like foot in here. Thank you.
Oh my God. Dylan, I have your foot in my mouth. So he invited 10 of his most open-minded friends to a special meal.
Of toast.
Yep. They had
stupid.
They had apple strudel, quiche puff pastries, fruit tarts, chocolate cake, and then topped it all off with
fruit by the foot.
Fajita foot tacos.
Oh, my God.
Was he an athlete?
No, I don't believe so. Okay.
No just athlete's wondering. Foot.
It's true. Yeah.
When asked how it tasted, he replied that it was...
this tasted like feet.
He said this particular cut was super beefy. It had a very pronounced beefy flavor to it.
Beefy.
It was a little chewy, beefy. But it tasted good.
I hate how he explained it, too. He's like, it was like foot fajitas prepared with peppers, onions, no sauce. He was like very adamant of the fact he did not have to use a sauce in this.
Yeah, you don't have to. Look, I mean that looks like delicious fajitas.
Let me see.
You know what, though? You don't know this guy's story. Like. You know what I mean?
Can I see this, please?
Even if you walked a mile in his shoes, it'd only be a half mile.
It doesn't look bad. No.
No, it looks like good.
Would you try it?
Of course I would. You know this.
Hey, guys. New tradition. Taco Tuesday.
There it is raw. It looks a little worse raw.
It does look the bone in it. But that's where the flavor is.
Yeah. I hope you made it.
It's on the bone.
Gross.
Oh, that's Can I get one of your foot-long burritos?
Don't pretend like you know what's going on, because you don't. This is a new game we're debuting on Off the Subject Now. We are about to play The Smelling Bee. All of my contestants, Matt, Travis, Sean, and Joe, they all have blindfolds on right now. This is a blindfold smell test. I have some items. I'm going to give them to you to smell. You're going to smell them. Try to identify that object or item. And then...
It's a smell. It's smelling.
You were identifying the smell,
To make
right?
it fun for bonus points, we're going to spell that item and then use it in a sentence.
Oh.
I'm giving everybody here one pass. But in order to use your pass, you have to smell the item. If you, A, think, I don't know what this is and I want to pass it on to someone else, or B, oh, I don't like this smell, someone else needs to smell this shit. Like, you ever take a dump and like, oh, someone else needs to smell this is bad
all the time.
That's why I never flush.
Then you can pass it. Everyone, you only get one pass per person. Pass that item, you can make someone else do your turn. I have the items kind of randomly selected, 1 through 12. You pick a number. Once that goes off, no one else gets to smell it unless you use your pass. Does anyone want to start right away?
I want to start.
Matt wants to start.
Okay. I was going to jump on that.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my cheat sheet out.
This was a lot more fun when I wasn't the one blindfolded.
Right?
Now I'm nervous. Real nervous
Matt,
about this.
Go ahead and pick an item, number, excuse me, 1 through 12.
4, please.
That's the worst number.
Matt is picking number 4.
Oh, which man. Is my shit.
He's okay. Right off the bat, man.
Here's our first item. You can smell it. You'll get points for identifying it, and then you can get bonus points for coming up with a spelling and a creative way to use it in a sentence.
A smelling.
Go ahead and take a whiff.
It's like it's right on my nose, and I'm worried about it touching my skin.
I'm trying to get a little.
I like how deep he's getting.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of scent to it. I feel like it's a.
Here, let me.
I'm not picking up.
Trying to cheat and get a whiff from over here already.
Wafted towards you.
Is that a tea bag? TEABAG. When Joe falls asleep, I teabag his mouth.
That is incorrect.
Mm.
You were smelling dirty socks.
That was on my face, man. Oof. I got real into that.
Wait, you didn't catch that whiff?
No,
that...
it smelled like nothing. David, right.
We're
going to go to Travis. It's going to go to the left. Pass the duchy upon. No. You don't get a chance to steal. There's no stealing in this game.
No stealing.
I want to see these socks when this is over.
Travis, 4 is gone.
Number two.
Number two. One of my favorite.
Yeah. Keep close. That was the one I was going to avoid the most with number
will
two.
Will this give me hepatitis?
Keep no. close to a mic.
Hold on. I'm looking for number two.
Okay. Aren't we all?
I'm just going to dig in my pants for a minute.
All right. We're going on to item number two.
That touched my face.
It didn't touch your face. That was the bag.
If you didn't know what it was after it touched your face?
No, that's why I thought it was a tea bag.
Oh, yeah.
It felt like a tea bag on my face. I couldn't smell anything.
Travis, gotcha. Item number two.
Oh, God. All right, one more time.
Oh, man. I'm hearing rustling of...
That's so bad.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm saying some type of fucking...
orgy. Is it an orgy?
Is it some type of fucking, like, dog hair or wet... Is it hair?
What?
Is it hair?
Hair?
Yeah.
Can you spell it and use it as a
sentence? H-A-I-R...
Ha! Wow. It's a dead rabbit.
That fucking hair smells terrible.
Travis, I'm gonna give you 1 point. The answer was burnt hair.
Oh.
So Travis gets a point.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm glad I couldn't smell that from here.
Oh my god, dude!
Burnt hair is out.
Travis is on the board.
Ew, dude.
What hair did you burn for this?
It was my hair.
You pulled. How much hair? Like you pulled hair out of your head or cut it? Or
I figured you were taking like Oscar's hair.
Shaved his pubes, dude. It was so fucking darling.
Did you shave your fucking pubes?
I might have trimmed.
Was that your fucking pube hair, dude?
No, it wasn't my pube hair.
Oh my god!
It was just hair off of a brush. It's like a household brush. It's got a few people's hair in it.
That doesn't make it better.
And then I set it on fire and put it in a plastic bag quickly so it wouldn't stink the house up.
You did it inside?
Yeah, that would have been an outside town. All right,
come on.
All right, Sean. 2 and 4 are off the board.
I'm going to go 11.
Okay.
Okay, he says.
Okay.
I've been thinking 11 from the beginning, so I feel like this is going to be like
Sean,
strawberries.
I'm coming at you with item number 11. I just want everyone to know I've smelt all these items myself.
Doubt it.
And no, I did.
Okay.
Sean.
Okay, hold on. Just put it right next to my nose.
Go ahead. What's number 11?
Okay, hold on.
Bonus points if you can be specific.
Dang.
My finger's in there. I'm sorry.
I feel
smells
like
David's dick.
Dang, I feel like I know the smell.
You know the smell.
Okay. I feel like it has something to do with a hair product, like a hair, like a not a hair gel, but like a hair paste of sorts.
You were way off. Final answer.
I don't think it's hard to tell
then,
him he was way off.
Then if it's not hair paste, then it's Crisco.
It's not Crisco.
Okay, then I guess that's my final answer.
Up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sean, you were smelling hickory wood chips.
Hickory
11
wood chips.
Is off the board. Joe.
It wasn't that bad.
Go ahead and pick a number.
12. Joe is picking number 12.
Matt's bathwater.
Oh, fuck you.
I wanted to do bathwater so badly.
This smells like nothing.
You guys fucking suck.
We are going up with number 12. Travis is the only one currently on the board with 1 point. Joe,
yep.
It is your turn.
Yep.
I kind of have a plugged up nose a little bit for this game.
Oh, that's not good.
No. Too much cocaine last night.
Oh, that's...
It's every night, Matt.
That's like a Vicks Vapor Rub. A CBD oil. Wait.
It's bounced around a lot.
Is that your final
Vicks
answer?
Vicks Vapo BD oil.
It's it's some kind of medicinal cream. Medicinal cream. M-E-D-I-C-A-N-L-A. No.
Yeah, there's no way.
Wait, you didn't fucking get the
spelling. Medicanal? Medicanal?
Cram. Medicanal
cream.
C-R-
E apostrophe, the French thing, M-E.
You know, the apostrophe. That
creme.
French
creme.
Medicinal cream.
Medicinal creme.
Icy hot.
Final answer?
Yeah. It's medicinal creme.
I'm so sorry, Joe. The answer was nutmeg.
You That's were what smelling nutmeg sounds like? Nutmeg. Smells like?
Nutmeg?
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
All right, we're back to Matt.
Hey.
It smells like
hey, at least it wasn't smells David's like CBD nuts. Cream.
Travis is currently the only one on the board. You have CBD you have numbers.
Travis's nose has got a pretty good palate,
1, 3, 5, 7, 9.
Dude.
6, 8, or 10.
I would not wish burnt hair against my worst enemy.
No.
I got fucking nutmeg.
I'll take 6.
I'll take the hickory chips again.
Take 6. All right.
6, please.
Matt is taking item number 6.
Oh, no. I'm allergic to nutmeg.
All right, here we go, Matt.
Food allergies.
This is item number 6.
Thank God. I hope you don't
go
have
go ahead
peanuts,
and take a
Matt.
Whiff.
Oh. Oh, that is pure shit. Oh. Hold on. I feel like it's one of those smells you recognize, but I feel like I shouldn't be inhaling so deeply.
Joe's ass hair.
Ah!
It smells like
chloroform.
The first thing I thought was your thumb after it's been up your asshole.
Familiar smell.
Well, give it to me again. I love that shit. Fuck.
Come on, Matt. You got this.
No, I recognize the smell, but I cannot fucking put my finger on it.
Oh, you sure
it's his
have
butthole.
Before.
Just think about it.
Yeah.
What does it smell like?
Can I have it one more time?
It's right. I've had it in front of your. I haven't moved it from your face.
Fair enough. Oh, it's like a dog treat. It's a dog. It's a bacon strips. Bacon strips. BEGGINSTRIPS. David, lay your dick out because I'm begging strips.
That's close enough. It was a dog treat.
Yeah, it was.
Matt's on the board, and I'm gonna give you
one point.
I'm gonna give you 2 points because I like.
Fuck.
No, I liked his clever use in the of the word in the sentence,
and he spelled it correctly.
And he
I
did.
Spelled mine correctly.
too, but you left out the burnt part.
Yeah,
you and gotta it was it a bacon strip? No, because he spelled bacon strip.
I get extra points for naming a brand.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's
whatever.
True. That's true.
Okay.
You should have named the brand of hair, dude.
Yeah. You could have just taken one of the CBD.
The house brush hair.
Travis, you were trailing Matt by 1 point.
That was crazy. It was one of those smells that you're like, I know this, and it just hit me.
What kind of dog treat was it?
However, Sean and Joe do not have any points. Pick a number. 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. 8, and 10 are all
nine.
On the board still.
Nine.
Not
picking 9. I have item number 9. I'm coming to you right now, Travis.
Better than coming on you. Whoa.
All right. Travis, are you ready?
Yes.
Oh.
All right, Travis. Take a whiff.
It's not terrible. Wait, hold on.
It's a lot less worse than burnt hair.
Oh, okay, I take it back. It's pretty terrible.
Travis is getting all the bad ones.
Fermented monkfish.
Oh, boy. Oh,
dude, I don't know. I really don't know.
One really needs to be your finger after your asshole.
One more big whip.
I think if you say you don't know, you have to eat it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like
it. Is it nasty?
I don't know. Then eat it.
Is it nasty?
It didn't smell great.
Oh.
Remember, everyone has a pass still.
Make a guess.
I pass.
To whom? Person of your choice.
I'm going to give it to Sean.
Yeah. You know, I kind of wanted it anyway.
Make a guess or eat it.
Okay. All right, Sean. You ready?
Yep. So now, if I do this, do I get my own turn also? Since I'm getting passed.
Yeah, this will go to you.
Okay, let's do this. I'm going for it. I want that.
So, what's the point of passing it?
Go ahead, Tom. Okay. Take a big whiff, Sean. Oh.
What's the point of passing?
Oh, this smells bad, Travis.
I didn't smell great.
I barely smell anything.
David kind of agreed with Travis that it smelled bad.
Oh, what is that?
So if he doesn't get this right, does he minus a point?
Hold on.
It's a hobo's thong.
It
It smells like brown sugar to me.
That's kind of racist. I'm way off,
aren't I?
You are. But now that you say that, I can see where you're coming from.
Is this a...
Final answer. Come on.
Okay. Teddy Grahams.
Teddy Grahams. That's incorrect. That was spoiled milk.
Oh. Oh, really?
Spoiled milk. Not as bad as I would have guessed.
How cool. Spoiled?
It's been it's actually a bottle that's been sitting in my wife's car for like a week.
Oh, perfect. God.
Yeah, she gave me the idea.
So, does he get minus a point?
No.
Then what's the point of passing?
Nothing. To have someone smell something disgusting that you wouldn't want them to smell, or like, oh, I don't think anyone's going to get this. It's going to fuck them over. You have more points than Sean, so.
Yeah.
Might as well try to. Anyway. It's on Sean now.
But yeah, it is on me.
So
I'm ready to
you
go.
Have 1, 3, 5, 7, 8, or 10.
8, 6, 7, 5. Okay. Give me number one, David.
Number one. All right. Look, let me find my bag of goodies.
I feel like one's a bad pick.
No. I think number one, nobody's going to put the worst one.
No, that's
on
the point,
the
though. He expects you to think that.
All right. Oh. I'm coming at Sean with number one.
That's PP.
One of them's PP. All right, Sean, are you ready? I'm to your
Is
left.
One of them okay, really okay. pee-pee?
Wait.
That's pickle juice. PICKLEJUICE. Pickle juice.
It's just shoved in my face.
The thing that they maybe smell in that bag is definitely pickle juice.
Boo.
Used in a sentence.
Boo.
Okay, Sean, it was pickle juice.
Wow.
I didn't think your spelling was correct. I didn't think your sentence.
I didn't think it was.
Too creative.
You spelled it correctly, but I didn't feel.
So, Sean, you get 1 point.
Okay. I'll take that.
Joe, we are on you. We have 3, 5, 7, 8, or 10.
I was going to say Matt's mom's pussy smelled like pickle juice. Would that have worked better?
How did you know
Joe,
that?
Joe, you picked 3.
How does anybody not
it's
know
pickle
that?
Juice.
Oh, that's true. You did swim in my pool last weekend.
Because it's all cucumbers and vinegar.
I'm trying to find number three, Joe. Oh, okay, I found it. Joe, item number three. On
my
the
mom
smelling
uses
bee.
Eggplants.
Here we go. Are you ready?
This is Super what I get for thick. Being nice to Matt's mom. I don't get a point.
Here we go, Joe.
Okay, well, it's against my face as well.
Yeah. Well, they're all mostly in plastic bags, so.
It smells... like vegetation, like it's some kind of fruit and or vegetable, but I know that's not what it is. Can you give it to me one more time?
I'll give it to you as many times as you like, Joe.
God, it really smells like something particular, but I'm going to say weeds. Is it just weeds from your yard?
That's incorrect. It's from my yard, but it's not weeds.
It sure smells like it.
It's a milkshake.
And all the boys are coming.
Thank you.
No, you were smelling cilantro from my garden.
Oh,
that's growing from the middle of your yard, and it's way too big to be considered anything other than a weed.
Okay. Well, Matt.
Yeah.
We're back on you.
I love it.
We have 5, 7, 8, or 10 left on the board.
Shit. 8, please. Or not to please. No, oh,
Matt,
he laughed hard.
Ah,
oh, Jesus.
Did he drop number 8 on the ground?
No, he just like got real excited. He got real excited about 8.
This is the fart that he put into the jar. He locked
I
it
take
in.
10, please. 10?
Matt.
Shit.
Here we go.
Matt's I passing right 8. Away.
Here's the thumb I had up my asshole this whole time.
It's not a thumb. All right. I'm not going to get close,
ass.
But go ahead and take a whiff.
Oh. That's definitely your daughter's dirty diaper.
No.
D-I-R-T-Y.
No, his his almost adult son's dirty diaper.
It's David's dirty diaper.
It's not your. It's not a dirty diaper. Let me get another sniff of that.
Come on.
Oh, that's has to be poop. Is that not poop? Give it again.
Give it again.
Is that your final answer?
Is that not poop? Hold on. If that's not poop, I don't know what the fuck it is. Hold on.
Oh, God. Give it to me again, David.
It's gotta be his
poop. I'm holding it to your face.
Oh, well, I've gotten used to it then. Because I didn't realize it was still there. Oh, wow. It's not a diaper.
Oh.
Holy crap. I mean, it's shit. It's S-H-I-T.
You like, didn't get past it.
Like, holy shit. Can you imagine the smell coming out of that fucking bag?
Pass it to Travis.
Yeah.
No, pass it to... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If it's not shit...
No, pass it to me. I want another point.
Matt, it's shit. I was looking for cat shit.
Cat shit? Yeah, it's shit for sure.
That's points.
I had to double back it.
1 point.
Oh, my... Nobody else can smell that?
No.
It was
no.
Super pungent. I figured everybody in the room, like, with the fucking protein shake, and Joe could smell it from across the room, I thought for sure everybody was be like, yeah, dude, it's shit. I smell that.
Dang.
Sorry.
You should have videotaped that one. I only just imagined Matt sniffing right. These like turds.
All right.
Yeah, and it was under my nose the entire time. I legitimately got used to it because I couldn't smell it anymore.
All right, what's the score right now?
Matt's in the lead with 3 points. Travis and Sean are tied for second with 1 point. Joe, you have 0 points.
All right.
It goes
to Travis. Sick?
Yeah.
Yes, I can get sick from
that.
You have
5, 7, or number 2.
Only worms.
7.
Ringworm.
Okay, Travis.
To be exact.
Coming at you with number 7.
There's a dog shit.
I wanted to pass that to somebody, but I wanted that
you
point
wanted
really
points.
Bad.
Because you knew what it was.
Because it was for sure shit.
Travis?
Oh, dude. That's ketchup.
Ketchup?
K-E-T-C-H-U-P.
Some places.
If you like ketchup on your burger.
If you like ketchup,
no,
coladas.
Ketchup is only good on potato products, let's be honest.
Yeah, not eggs, you fucking
you
weirdos.
And if you put ketchup
on your macaroni,
you're a goddamn sociopath.
Wait, hold on. Did he really just get ketchup? No, but he's right.
No, but
okay.
Seriously, if you put ketchup on mac and cheese,
I want to kill
Sean,
you.
Sean,
you're gross.
Man. You were next. Noodles. There are 2 left on the board. You have 5 or 10 to choose from. You were trailing.
I'm going to go with the number 10, David.
All right. Sean, coming at you with item number 10.
Okay. Leaving the beer away.
See, it's always a good sign that he doesn't laugh his fucking ass off when you choose a number.
Yeah.
I knew immediately. I'm like, here we go.
Cat shit. All
right, Sean, are you ready for item number 10?
Been ready.
All right.
That's my
stepper.
Father's semen.
Whoa.
Smell that shit?
Yeah, that doesn't smell but. Hold on. Oh, what is that? I want to smell it. Are you stirring something around?
No.
No. Oh, what is that? It smells like burnt coffee. Oh, I got it on my nose! Get it off my nose, damn it! Oh, I need a napkin. Oh, shit. Ah. Oh, man, it's fucking still on my nose. I'll put that, get it over here one more time.
It's right next to your nose.
It's whipped cream.
Oh, my God, what is that? I know the smell is what's killing me. Okay.
One more good smell.
Don't put it in my damn mouth.
That was Travis.
Let me taste it.
You might have just given him the edge.
I doubt it, though.
You can't taste.
He didn't taste
it. It doesn't matter. I can't. Oh, I know. Pass the smell. I'm not passing it to you, Joe. I'm going to pass it to Matt since he's far in the lead, and I don't want to give you any advantage to tie me up, Joe, because I want you to fucking spin the damn wheel.
I'll be honest with you. I took my blindfold off thinking I was done, but I have no idea what's in that can. It's a glass thing. I have no idea.
It's still on my fingers. It's on my lips. It's on the tip of my nose.
You want to give this a smell?
David, yeah. You should probably David, you should probably throw that away. I don't think it's good anymore.
Oh, it's a...
What is it?
It's ripe smelling. Like ripe, not like, what's, oh my god, this like? Is a delicious ripe fruit. It's like, oh, this is ripe.
Oh.
But what's it look like?
What does it look like? It looks, all I saw was a glass, like, mason jar looking thing.
Right. Describe the smell.
It smells like, I don't know, like, like fermented squash.
Let me check the ingredients. Let's see if fermented squash is in it.
It smells like a, shit, I don't know, man.
No fermented squash in this.
No?
Give it a whiff. Come on, Matt. What do you think it is? Come on, boy.
Is it... I can't... It's like... It smells like fermented squash to me. I got nothing.
It's Sorry, Matt. It's that's incorrect. Late. The answer was expired chili paste.
That is oh, you idiot. How do you even get that?
Yes, fucking asshole.
What are you thinking?
Okay, of course, Joe.
I knew. Yes. I could tell it was whatever it was old.
Joe, you have no points.
Yeah.
There's one item left.
Yeah.
You can get bonus points.
Okay.
For if you get it right, make mm-hmm. your spelling correct.
Perfect.
And your sentence.
You get interesting. Even more bonus points if you allow David to dip his dick in it first.
Smell it off
David's
dick.
I already have it. Okay, Joe.
Yeah.
Get up in them guts. This is the last item on the smelling bee.
Get all up in them, Joes.
I'm trying to. It smells like...
Is it vague?
It smells like fucking croutons.
Smells like Ziploc bag.
Yeah, basically. Can I hold it?
Oh, God. You're going to drop it.
Oh, God. Oh, don't.
Oh, God.
Nothing, man. I smell like... it smells like ramen. Okay.
Riveting.
God damn it. I have an idea of what it could be now, and I'm trying to, like, get in there, and I don't want to be right. Because if it is that, it's not ramen. It's something like real gross.
Well, he did say that all the gross stuff is gone.
No, I said
I want to take another pee.
In my opinion, the worst stuff.
If it's gone.
But maybe I think semen smells lovely.
It smells like cucumber water, which makes me think it's like fucking piss or something.
I'm
really
looking at it, and I have no idea what it is if it's not piss.
It looks like piss.
This isn't fuck. It's carrot juice.
Is that your final answer,
it's
Joe?
Carrot juice.
Spell it.
C-A-R-R-O-T J-U-I-C.
You can use it in a sentence.
This carrot juice smells like piss.
Joe, you're wrong. It was stale beer.
Oh.
It's like week old beer.
You dumb bastard.
You dumb shit.
Which puts you in last place.
Oh.
Cool.
Hit the button. Hit the button. We want to hear it.
So
we want to hear it.
Oh, there it is.
That's how you play the smelling bee. It's a work in progress, folks.
Wheel of Squeal!
I feel like my punishment should be editing those long-ass episodes. Fine.
I feel like it's Ranch Super Soaker.
Oh, boy.
There's other ones on the wheel I would prefer less, so I wouldn't be super against that.
Like, send your mom a dick pic. Dude, I took long, heavy nose pulls off that cat poop.
No, Matt smelled it like...
Can I see what the cat poop looked like?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I felt so bad, but it was like I had to do something right. That was really all right, gross.
What are we getting today?
Oh, wow, turn the wheel and everything.
Pink belly.
I think David's got to give him a pink belly.
Pink belly.
Oh man, I don't want to touch you.
I don't want you to touch me.
So I think the object is to make your hand as prominent on his belly as humanly possible.
You want to widen those fingers up as big as you can.
And just give him a nice big old pink. And Joe, you're going to take it like a man. I know.
Go ahead and take off your three shirts.
Do we have any Purell for after?
No, you get to
use. No, just rub your hand and cat shit.
Yeah. Okay, you just hold and cat shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get it good.
A nice big one. Come on.
Get up. Did you hit him in the dick? Looks like you might have hit him in the dick.
Let me see. Let me see. Let me see.
Is it pink?
Oh, it's getting there.
Yeah, it's pinkish. There it is. There it is.
That a baby.
I didn't want to. I had to, Joe. I'm sorry.
Cool.
Cool.
This week, I have learned smiling in Russia is a job.
This week, I have learned no shoes, no arms means no service at IHOP.
This week, I've learned... still haven't got David's ass yet.
This week, I've learned fucking my wife in a room full of strangers is not an orgy.
This week, I've learned I'm never shopping at Trader Joe's again. I will spend my bucks elsewhere.
Yo.
This episode sponsored by Anthony Bourdain's new book, Hanging Out in France. Thank you for listening to Off the Subject. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
I did.
Make sure to tune in next week when we set the record for the world's largest orgy. Matt, tell them where to find us.
You know you can find us on Facebook. We are OT Subject. You can find us on Twitter. We are OT Subject. You can find us on Instagram. OT Subject. You can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on motherfucking Podomatic. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on YouTube. Yep, we're there too.
A couple places.
And otsubject@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Because you have a cute anus.
You know? Would you fuck me in the butt? I'd fuck me in the butt.
I burped this time.
That's not cute.
That was me. That in case you guys smell it.
That shit's good.
All right, Sean, you ready?
I found it randomly. Should I not drink it?
No, yeah. It's good. It's
really all right.
Oh, that's still in here there from the fucking last podcast? Wow. You
all right.
Really refuse to go off of your fucking
normal. 3, 2.
Joe, you ever had anal?
No.
You've never done anal?
Nope.
Not once.
I've never done anal.
David?
I fucked some weird chicks.
Okay.
You can say it verbally. It's okay.
A book in the butt.
Yeah, of course.
But, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have.
3, 2. No.
Is that like not your thing?
No.
No.
It's not my thing either.
It's not my thing either.
Sorry, I was never in prison, you bitch. All right. 3.
So you're saying that only people who went to prison like anal?
I've never been to prison.
Loves anal.
I've never been to prison, but I've been to jail a few times.
I've been recording this whole thing, by the way.
I've tried.
Congratulations. This is the Easter egg. And 3, 2.
Not once.
1.